Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ed Dranch from WKBW Channel 7. Ed, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Ed, thanks for joining me this morning. And a very in-depth investigation you're running over there on what I'm calling the dentist from hell. But how did this all start? How did the warning signs, or tell us first about this dentist, Dr. Richard Charlap.
Yeah, so he's a dentist in Lackawanna on South Park Avenue, and his former medical assistant called me. She was let go after 3 years of employment, and she was really, really upset about what she had seen inside that dental office. And this is in an area where a lot of people are, have low income and need somebody to take care of them, accepting patients who have Medicaid and have health insurance. But at this point, he's not allowed to take Medicaid because of state action against him twice. Nonetheless, the former medical assistant called me around Christmas time and had all of this evidence, all of this proof, and secret recordings where the doctor admits to giving a patient the wrong kind of local anesthetic, which was against doctor's orders. So the doctor, her OBGYN, and said, considering she was 7 weeks pregnant at the time, she was not allowed to have anything with epinephrine in it. So the medical assistant says she took out the local anesthetic without the epinephrine, put it out there for the dentist to use. But then she says the dentist switched local anesthetics and wound up using one with epinephrine, again, against doctor's orders. And he admits to it on the tape, but he says that's off the record. On the recording, he says, on the record, I have no idea what you're talking about. And that's the story in a nutshell, Joe.
Now, you also spoke with the patient in question that he gave the wrong medicine to. When did she discover that this was going on?
Well, she would have been none the wiser, Joe, if not for this whistleblower, this former medical assistant coming forward and even just reaching out to her and saying, hey, this is what happened, and you need to get in touch with your doctor. She was really, really upset about what happened here because she had no idea. She says she was betrayed.
And now with her pregnancy, everything went okay, even though she was given what her doctor specifically said to stay away from?
Exactly. And thank goodness. I mean, she's still going through her pregnancy. She had just had a baby shower. But everything is going well, thank goodness. But she says that this could have had a very different outcome. And she would have been wondering the entire time, if not for this whistleblower coming forward, was it something that she did? Was it something that her body was doing that she couldn't have a baby? She was really nervous and really upset, but just grateful at the same time for this woman coming forward.
And as you said, it's a recording of the doctor admitting what he did, going against her doctor's orders. Now, there was another case of a botched root canal, correct, with the whistleblower's son?
So he had broken a file, the dentist, in the whistleblower's son's mouth while he was doing a dental procedure. So, we see in the x-ray the broken file that's still in the tooth. And now the whistleblower is saying that her son has to have those teeth extracted. So there's a lot of layers here. And when you consider all of the things that have happened, he, again, using the wrong kind of local anesthetic, the broken files, the problems with charting in this case and the pregnant patient's case, this doctor is still seeing patients and still practicing. And now the question becomes, what's next? And New York State is stepping in here. Senator Patrick Gallivan reaching out to the State Office of Professions saying, okay, State Office of Professions, okay, Education Department, you oversee this dentist's license. Now it's imperative and incumbent upon you to investigate this dentist. He's had two malpractice lawsuits against him in the last 10 years. Both have been settled. But again, the layers of the onion keep getting deeper and deeper, and there are so many layers here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the thing, Ed. You know, as you said, I mean, we're talking about a dentist who has been suspended. We're talking about, again, on tape admitting, really putting a woman's pregnancy, could have put a woman's pregnancy in jeopardy. What's it going to take for this guy's license to be stripped and his practice to be closed down?
That's a great question, and frankly, one that I'm still trying to get answers to. I've reached out to the State Education Department any number of times trying to get some information about what led them to state suspension twice, once in 2019 and again in 2021. That state suspension allowed him to continue practicing despite the fact that he was quote-unquote suspended. Why wasn't he suspended altogether? Why wasn't he ever told that you are not allowed to practice? The State Education Department will not answer that question because they are not allowed to by law. They're only allowed to discuss things that have been publicly put out, publicly reported on. And if it hasn't been publicly reported on, they can't discuss it. So I've been trying to get in touch with the governor's office, trying to see if there needs to be a law change here, because as a consumer, as a patient, I would want to know if a doctor or a dentist or some sort of licensed professional has complaints against them on the record, and how many and what for. I want to be able to make my own decision, yet we can't because the State Education Department isn't allowed to talk about it by law.
Ed, since doing this investigation, have you had any patients come forward with issues they've had with this dentist?
Yes, several people have come forward saying that they're not surprised about this dentist, that he's had a history with them. I've spoken to several other people who honestly have had great experiences with him. So, it kind of runs the gamut. And certainly my job here is to expose the wrongdoing. As an investigator, it's important for me to show the public this is what's happening behind closed doors. And what you might not know could potentially hurt you, literally in this case. So I feel like we got our job done here, despite both sides of the story.
Now, you did confront the dentist, but he to this moment has not given a comment on the recording, on the malpractice, on the state suspensions. He has not said anything to you guys about any of that.
Nothing. And I asked him, do you want to talk about Patricia Petretti? She is the patient. He had no comment. Did he want to talk about switching anesthetics? No comment. And then he said, I've got to get into my office, sir. And kind of just slams the door in my face. So be it. But I wanted to make sure that we gave him an opportunity to have his voice heard in the story.
Ed, reading through the investigation and then, obviously State Senator Gallivan also chiming in on this. It's amazing to me that tomorrow morning this guy will be seeing patients. I mean, from everything that, again, has been reported to the state, from what you've uncovered, I am surprised that there are going to be people in that waiting room tomorrow morning.
Well, and you know what? That's their decision. And, I can't tell them what to do. And I can't say do this or don't do that. It really is up to the patient. And, again, in this case, we don't know how many other complaints there have been. We don't know how many other patients have come forward saying, please do something. Please investigate. We do know that the whistleblower had filed several complaints about this dentist, even while she was still employed. And she was getting nowhere, which is why she wound up reaching out to us to try and get her and other people some help.
And still, you said you reached out to the governor, but at this moment, no comment from the governor's office?
Nothing from the governor's office. And again, the state education department won't comment because they can't by law. I did try and speak with her at the St. Patrick's Day luncheon, the civic luncheon on Friday, but the governor came in and made a quick exit, and she wasn't taking any questions from the media, and you know, made a quick speech and then kind of took off.
I saw you, Ed. I saw you there on Friday. And I was like, Ed's probably out there asking, you know, the tough questions. I'm there asking about Albert the alligator.
Well, both important stories, Joe.
That's right. Hey, Ed, keep up the good work, and any update on this, please come back and tell us.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.